OK。
大家还可以吗？
对。
能坚持下去啊？
Do we have the courage to go on?
一个问一下，我真的能够还坚持下去啊？
We're gonna at least begin the next section. We'll see how far we get. I would like to say this next section will be simpler. Unfortunately, parts of this section are about as complex as it gets.
我想说的是，论中保基督，看上去其实挺简单的，我们都已经知道了，其实并不是这样，里面内容很多。
And I am looking forward to your questions. I hope you all realize. That each of these subjects could be a course all by themselves.
我稍微想说一下，我知道你们有很多问题，有些纸条已经传上来了，但是我想告诉你们一下，我们刚才所谈的，今天早上到现在。每一点都可以成为一门课，所以我们这里面是的确包括了很多。
And so by necessity, I'm having to take some shortcuts here and there.
所以你们，请你们也理解，我很多地方抄了近路。
And hopefully the question and answer time can help clear some of those things up that are in your own minds.
所以等一下下来的讨论问答，希望能够对大家有点帮助。
And I have no idea if Zolfin will be able to translate this, but I'm going to try.
我问题还在我这个人身上，看我能不能有这样的能力帮助大家，给他可以解释出来。
And that is, you can't say everything when you say anything, because if you try to say everything when you say anything, you'll be so busy saying everything, you'll never say anything at all. Good luck, Zolfin.
这下就看我的了。你又想。把每一个字都是翻出来说出来，又想把所有的意思都表达出来，这个不太可能。
Yeah, I don't know if that translated, but all that to say, we're always summarizing. So, please take the time in the question and answer session to make things clearer for yourself if I have run past something that you need to know.
所以我也请大家在提问题的时候，先问问你们自己这个问题是。很容易理解，对别人来说，我们这样的对我们大家都有好处。
And then I will simply say that I don't know, and we can go on.
我只能说我不是全知啊。
All right, we're going to start on Christ the Mediator in chapter 8.
那么我们先从第八章论中保基督。
And we will see that we enter upon, again, one of the great mysteries of the Christian faith, and that is the God-man, the Lord Jesus Christ.
现在我们所进入讨论的就是整个基督教信仰里面最最神秘的一部分，神人合一。
Yeah, all right. where God the Son...takes to himself a human nature, and at one and the same time is both God and man.
就是说，神人合一，作为三位一体神的圣子，又怎么能够同时的成为一个完完全全的人？
Again, we're entering into one of those subjects where we'll be able to say many things, and then to go beyond that and try to explain them will probably be beyond the scope of possibility.
我们现在所进入的这个题目，我们可以按照上面的读，我们可以用嘴里面表达，但是我们真正能够解释的，我们真正有能力可以来解释这些是不可能的。
You will notice that we are told in John 14, the one who has seen Jesus has seen the Father.
约翰福音14章里面说，见到子的就是见到了父。
We again see in John chapter 15 that when the Helper comes, who I shall send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, will testify concerning Jesus.
约翰福音15章在这里也列出来了，就是圣灵来了要为我做见证。
And so we have one who shows us clearly the Father in Jesus.
所以一方面我们清楚地看到父神在耶稣基督里。
And the Spirit who comes to testify to us clearly about the Son in order that we might know Him.
同时我们也清楚地看到圣灵来见证耶稣基督也就是神。
When God asks us to know Him, He does not ask us to know Him in the abstract.
当神要求我们认识他的时候，他并没有要求我们从一个抽象概念上认识这样的一位神。
But through the person of His Son.
而是通过他儿子这个人来认识他。
As you see in your notes, Colossians 2:9, in Him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead in bodily form.
下面这一节。哥罗西书二章一节节说，因为神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在基督里面。
So if you want to know what God the Father is like in any way,
所以你如果想要知道神父神是什么样的一位神，
you are to look at His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will show Him to you.
那我们就是只能从耶稣基督身上看到。
And this is very important for us to understand. We don't get two different gods, the God of the Old Testament and then Jesus in the New.
所以有一点很重要，我们在读圣经的时候，旧约的神和新约的神，耶稣基督不是两位不同的神，而是同一位神。
We get one unfolding revelation of the true God seen fully in Jesus Christ.
我们在耶稣基督里面看到逐渐向我们启示的这同一位神。
Which is why Jesus can look back at the whole of the Old Testament and say, read them because they testify of me.
所以这就是为什么耶稣说，你们读圣经，这些经都是为我做见证。
So let us look then at the person of Christ. We want to see his divinity, his humanity, and then the unity of those two.
我们就从基督的位格开始，他的神性、人性和神性与人性的联合。
As you see in the notes, holding these three things together at all times is of the utmost necessity for an orthodox view of the person of Christ.
所以在正统的教义上，把这个三个方面同时的确认是绝对必要的。
If you err one way or the other,
你如果在一条上面犯错，
If you stress the divinity of Christ so as to lose his humanity, you end up with a false Christ.
你如果只强调耶稣基督的神性而忽视他的人性，那么你就偏离了真理。
Or in the opposite, if you stress his humanity so much that you negate his divinity, again, that is not the Christ of Scripture.
同样相反，如果你只强调耶稣的人性忽略他的神性，一样是离开了三位一体真神的这个教义。
And if you look at all of the great heresies of the past, most of them are focused around this very issue.
其实我们回头看一下，所有的，比如说绝大部分的异端，都是问题出在这一点上。
So the first thing we want to see is Christ's divinity. We've spoken of this some earlier this morning, so this should hopefully be reviewed.
今天早上我们也已经学到了第一点，就是神性。
But we confess that Jesus Christ is very God of very God.
所以我们在使徒信经上也承认任性是神，耶稣基督就是神。
And by that we speak of his divinity.
从这一点上说，我们就承认耶稣基督的神性。
We saw even this morning before Abraham was, I am.
今天早上我们提到过，没有亚伯拉罕以前，有没有亚伯拉罕以前就有了我。
Or if you'll notice John 17:5 in your notes, Father, glorify me with yourself, with the glory which I had with you before the world was.
我在提醒大家一下，因为这段是赫赫本上翻译的，是在亚伯拉罕以先就有了我。其实这个赫赫本上就好了。 赫赫本的这个翻译是不那么正确的，因为不是有了我，而是我是。这个我是这句话就是神向人启示，向摩西启示的。这个我是这个字就是自由拥有的神，所以耶稣在说用这个词的时候说我是的时候，犹太人才拿起石头要打死他。要不然从这样的翻译上说，为什么在亚伯拉罕之前有人，你不过是称劳而已，犹太人为什么要打死他？不是这个意思，犹太人一听就知道他用了这个我是这个字，耶和华是神。然后下面呢，那就是 explain that I am transformation of the transformation然后下面就是约翰福音十七章第五节说，父啊，现在求你使我同你享荣耀，就是未有世界以先我同你所有的荣耀。
Notice with me then, let's turn to John chapter 1.
请我们一起来看约翰福音第一章。
We might as well go to the most popular texts and those that are most disputed depending on who you're speaking to.
我们就来看一下，当然不是讲的是英文的译本嘛，就是，这个时候的那个，
New World Translate the Jehovah's Witness Bible。
这里他用了一个这个现在美国或者现在西方世界上用的最流行的一个英文的译本，其实是耶和华见证人的译本，他们所用的那个字。
You'll notice in John 1:1, a verse you probably have memorized. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
你们大家都一定背得出来，《约翰福音》第一章第一节。
Now, does anyone know, for those who follow either the teachings of Jehovah's Witnesses or the Arians, how that verse has changed in order to accommodate their position.
我不知道你们了解不了解耶和华见证人这个异端，他们是怎么用这个翻译的时候用这个英文的字，把耶和华见证人认为神只有一位，就是耶和华。就是一个异端是怎么开始的？
How do they read that verse?
他们怎么来读这个经文的呢？
他们说太初有言语。
In the Chinese translation, the word is in the Chinese version is a very special term. It's not a literal word. It's a way.
Interesting. Now, you will notice, however that word is translated in your translation, our and ours, that Christ is the Word, you will notice in verse 14 that Word becomes flesh, correct?
所以这里面呢就有语言上的差别了，因为它和我们讲的不一定能够那个大家理解的体恤。我刚才试着给他解释，中文赫赫本的翻译用了一个很好的字“道”，对吧？不是用的字，但是英文来说是一个同一个字，就是 “word”。所以在翻译这个字“道”这个字的时候，在英文翻译上就会有不同的神学立场。
In some translations, they try to say that the Word is not the God, not the true God, but a God, or a great and mighty being.
有些英文译本上没有说这个道是一个唯一的道，这个道就是唯一的一位神，而是有一位神，这上面有差别的。有的译本，英文的译本上故意的说这句话，约翰福音一章一节说的，起初有道，就不过是说起初有一个神，有一位神。
But without getting too technical, in the Greek language, it is written in such a way where that reading is untenable, is impossible.
在希腊原文里面，这个字如果不 不是从上下文，不是从其他的上面再读到的话，这个是没法理解。
And it is clearly proclaiming in John 1:1 that the Word, this Word that becomes flesh, is God Himself.
这是约翰福音接下来说的，应该是毫无疑问的。如果你读希腊原文的话，这个道就是耶稣基督自己，就是神自己。应该说是没有差异的，但是他所指的是异端的开始，就在基督神性这件事情上面，在文字的翻译上呢，他们会做不同的修改或者选择。
I don't know how your Chinese translation renders this because this is another verse that is controversial. But John 1:18.
另外一句，现在他知道了，中文翻译和英文翻译之间会有差别，是吧？另外一个会引起争议的呢，就是约翰福音一章十八节。
How is it rendered?
My Lord, my God.
John 1:18. No. That's for John 24. Right. Everybody understand what they're saying? It's not on there. It's not going to be on there.
Nobody ever sees God.
But what's the next word?
从来没有人见过神，
只有在父怀里的独生子将他们养出来。
The only son.
The only son.
Only son.
Interesting. All right, well, we're going to skip that only because I have to get into the Greek to explain it, and it's probably not worth the translation issues we're about to have.
他说算我们这一点上先停下，因为有很多翻译上的事情，希腊原文的事情可能太多了一点。
But we can look at the one that is right next to it that affirms the same thing that I'm trying to teach, which is John 20:28.
但是我们可以看的是约翰福音20章28节。
And you will notice that is in reference to Thomas when he is doubting whether Christ is risen from the dead.
就是指那个托马斯对那个耶稣的怀疑。
And when Christ is finally revealed to him, what does Thomas proclaim?
当耶稣向托马对托马说的时候，耶稣怎么说的？
多马，what are the words that Thomas says to the Lord when he finally sees him?
Yes.
多马最后怎么说的？
So notice he calls Jesus. He calls Jesus both Lord and God. And Christ's response to him is, "Well, blessed are you, Thomas. But how much more blessed?" For those who have not seen me and yet still will believe.
接下来耶稣怎么回答多马呢？
耶稣看见了我才信，没有看见就信的有福了。
What did Thomas believe?
多马信的是什么？
Correct, that Jesus was both Lord and God. And Christ receives that acclamation to himself. And affirms it to Thomas.
所以说，多马的回答是正确的，说耶稣不仅是主，也是神。这个主和神是两个圣经旧约里面常常用来指耶和华神的字。所以耶稣在这里用回答来确认多马所说的话，他自己就是耶和华神。
Let us skip down then to the usage of Lord or Kurios.In the next section.
所以我们下面这一段呢，我们先暂时就不多提这个，就是不同的表达，就是希伯来文里面耶和华主这样不同的表达。
And we see there the same principle that we discussed this morning, that the Yahweh of the Old Testament is attributed to the Jesus of the New Testament.
我们在新约里面很清楚地看到，旧约里面关于神的属性。这样的描述在新约里面。
So if someone read Isaiah 45:21 that is found there. through 23.
能不能请来微读第三页上以赛亚书45:21-23。
你们要述说臣民你们的理，让他们彼此商议，随从古时指明，随从上主述说，不是我耶和华吗？除了我以外再没有神，我是公义的神，又是救主，除了我以外再没有别神，地极的人都当仰望我，就是得救，因为我是神，再没有别神。我指着自己起誓，我口所出的话是凭公义，并不厚，并不反悔。万妻必向我跪拜，万口必凭我起誓。
Amen。
Now, it would be very hard to try to find a more definitive verse that is claiming the exclusivity and uniqueness of God.
这段经文可能就是最最绝对的宣告神的特殊性的一段经文。
There's no God beside me. There's no other Savior that is like me.
在我以外没有神，在我之外没有救主。
And therefore, his name is greater than all other names on the earth.
所以这位神的名字超过地上万有。
If someone read now Philippians 2 right underneath it.
请哪一位读下面这一节，腓立比书2:9-11。
所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万名之上的名，叫一切在地上的，在天上的，地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。
So notice, all of those things that were just proclaimed about Yahweh are proclaimed about Christ.
所以我们说关于耶和华的描述，关于圣经对耶和华神的描述应用在耶稣身上。
And beyond that, what name is given to Jesus Christ in this text?
除了这点以外，还有，耶稣还有哪一些称呼？
What name is given to Jesus beyond?
No, in this text.
在上面，对不起，在上面这个经文里面，还有哪一些关于耶稣的话？
Because we're told he's given a name that's above every name. What name is that?
所以，他说他再说一下，就是耶稣基督，他的名超过天上地下，超乎万户之上的名，这个是什么名
？What name？Yeah, notice they're going to proclaim that the man Jesus.Christ is Yahweh. That is the name that is above every name.
他说，就是刚才那个腓立比书2:19说，又赐给他们超乎万名之上的名，而这个名呢，就是前面以赛亚书上所说的耶和华神的名。
Notice that is the confession that Paul is saying the nations are now making to God's glory.
也就是今天我们所说的。地上万族万民都要称主耶稣基督为主。
We will quickly just see what we've spoken of this morning, that all of the divine attributes that God has, Jesus bears them all.
我们下面很快的看一下，今天早上我们所说的那些属于神的属性，耶稣基督都有。
He's eternal. He was in the beginning with God.
耶稣基督是永恒的。
He's immutable. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
他是不变的，就昨日、今日，直到永远。
He knows all things. He's the one that searches all hearts and knows all minds, according to Revelation 2.
根据启示录2:他知道万事啊。
He is sovereign, upholding everything by the power of his own word.
他拥有全权，他掌管万物万事。
We already discussed this morning. He creates, he forgives sins, he judges.
就像今天早上我们讨论的神的属性，他创造一切，他也赦免罪。
And he takes upon himself things that are only rightfully given to God, such as worship and prayer, etc.
耶稣接受唯一人应该向神所行的就是敬拜。
But the Bible also speaks of the humanity of Christ.
但是圣经同时也向我们启示了耶稣基督作为这个人的人性这一方面。
Now, if you can remember one thing from this section, please remember these words I'm about to say.
假如我们这一段整个的第七章，你能够记住一句话的话，那么就请记住下面这句话。
Christ, Jesus, the Son of God, is one person with two natures.
就这样的一句话，耶稣基督身上有两重性，他既是神又是人。
That is the orthodox way of speaking. One divine person.
也就是说，基督教正统的宣告说。
And because divine, he has a divine nature.
耶稣身上有神性。
Who adds to himself a second nature that is human.
他又在自己身上加上了人性。
So there again, it's not that there are two persons, a human person and a divine person.
所以说在耶稣身上并不是有两重性，他又是神，他有一个神的一个位格，又有一个人的位格，他不是分割开来。
But the eternal Son of God, who adds to himself a second nature.
我们说他是神永远的圣子。永远存在永恒的圣子，他在自己身上又加上了人这个特性。
We see this in that great text of scripture that we've already looked at, John chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章里面，我们刚才。
When the Word becomes flesh and tabernacles among us.
道。
Verse
14. 十四节说永远
道
成的。
So notice, the Word who was becomes something new in addition.
这位在英文里面有那个时间上先后的关系，所以。那个道是从前的，就是在那个发生的事情上面是从前的，但是呢，也有现在的。
The Word who was formerly not flesh.
从前一直都存在那个道。
But at any time in history becomes flesh.
而在历史的某一个时刻，这个永远存在的道成为肉身。
At that moment in history, Jesus.The human nature is created.
在那一刻，耶稣这个肉身的人被造。
That human nature is not pre-existent. It is not eternal.
耶稣这个肉身的耶稣，不是永恒的。
But instead comes into being during the virgin conception.
而是通过童女怀孕 才生出来的。
We see, you'll notice in the description of the conception of the Son, that the Spirit hovers over Mary.
我们从圣经的描述上面知道，圣灵在童女玛利亚上面运行。那当然中没有这样翻译，他指的可能就是创世纪第一章第二节、第三节。
Where have we heard that language before?
我们在哪里读到同样的描述？圣灵在什么上面运行？
Yeah, and that's very intentional by the gospel writers.
约翰福音作者是有意这么描述的，但是我们在中文翻译上看不到。
in Genesis 1:1, we see the beginning of the first creation.
创世纪第一章第一节，我们看到的是创世的开始。
In the conception of Jesus, we're seeing the beginnings of the new creation.
在新约福音书里面，耶稣基督受孕的那一刻，我们看到的是新的创造开始。
We see that Christ has all of the attributes of humanity throughout the Gospels.
福音书里面让我们看到耶稣身上具有所有的人性，人性的一切他都有。
He was born, he grows in wisdom and in stature.
他由妈妈的腹中出生，他也慢慢的成长。
His body grows tired, he needs sleep, all things that the divine nature does not need.
他的身体会疲劳，他需要休息，这一切神性在对于在神性上面是没有的，不存在。
He grows weak, something you will never see in accordance with his divinity.
如果从他的神性上说，他不应该会疲劳。
And there are even things he does not know.
甚至圣经里面福音书里面也让我们看到他耶稣这个人还有些事情还不知道。
But of that day and of that hour, not even the Son knows, but only the Father.
那时辰，那日子，唯有父知道。
Now you have to ask yourself, how is Christ speaking there?
那么我们应该问问我们自己。
基
督耶稣为什么这么说？
Is it possible for the second person of the Trinity to be ignorant of something?
是不是这样的可能？三位一体神中间的第二位，居然有不知道的东西？
Now notice those are the sorts of problems we're about to run into, and those are the things we need to think through.
这些就是我们接下来要讨论，这些也是我们将来实际信仰生活中会碰到。
And we will speak to those issues in a moment here.
我们接下来马上就会。
We see in the birth of Christ the Spirit unites the flesh that is created with the person of the Son.
This is
down right above hypostatic union. down
incarnation.
Turnover. The Spirit unites the flesh with the person of the Son.
他说我还得找这个讲义上。
No, it's definitely on the other side.
After covering,
第二反面第六页上，第六页的第几行啊？是吧？就是耶稣是妇人的种子，玛利亚的人卵巢用于生产，但人性和本性没有归上罪，而未得归上罪。他还没说到这边，他只是说，圣灵与这个女人联合在一起。
And so we see through incarnation that Christ is the true seed of the woman and that he's taken from her flesh, from, if you will, the ovary of Mary.
下面就说了这个，假如我们用这个词的话，就是。
And yet because the...
从这个上面我们说就是耶稣的确是在玛利亚身上，在玛利亚腹内，通过受，通过那个卵巢的功能，形成了他的肉身的身体，给生出来。
And that flesh, in and of itself, notice, is not corrupt.
这个肉身生出来的肉身本身并不败坏。
Because it has not been imputed with the sin of Adam.
因为这个从玛利亚腹中生出来的这个肉身，还没有罪，没有归算在他身上。
The Spirit is there present, uniting that flesh to the person of the Son, and not imputing the guilt of Adam onto that union.
为什么？因为圣灵和他联合在一起，神圣灵这位神没有将亚当的罪归算在他身上。
But notice, just because the flesh of Christ is not sinful, it does not mean that it is perfect.
有一点我请注意，我们说耶稣基督的肉身没有罪，但并没有说耶稣基督的肉身是完全的。
Now that should scare you a little bit. So.
那有一点。
What we mean by that is that Christ in his humanity is innocent, but he has not gone on yet to perfection.
我的意思是什么呢？就是耶稣基督的肉体出生的时候，在这个时候是无辜的，因为没有把亚当的罪归算在他身上，但是他并不是完全，还没有到完全的地步。
Notice the author of Hebrews says something very similar, that Christ needs to undergo testing in order that he become perfect.
记不记得希伯来书说的，希伯来书上说的，耶稣基督要
因着苦难学了顺服。
因着听把这一节。
因着所受的苦难学了顺服。
能请哪位把希伯来书上这一段找出来吗？就是说他的意思就是来证明耶稣基督的肉体从出生的时候虽然是没有罪，但并不完全。希伯来书上说他要经过
基督在肉体的时候即大声哀哭流泪祷告，恳求那能救他免死的主，就因他的虔诚蒙了应允。他虽然为儿子，还是因所受的苦难学了顺从。他既得以完全，就为凡顺从他的人成了永远得救的根源。
Now, if you read those verses and don't understand this, they can sound somewhat shocking.
假如你们读了这样的经文，不能够理解，其实这样的经文很可能对我们产生那个一种那个。
But we will see that Christ undergoes suffering as he undergoes temptation and trial.
我们会看到耶稣基督受试探，受苦难。
And according to what we've learned today, think about the fall of man, think about covenants. How are all of those teachings coming together on this one point?
从我们今天所讲过的神与人的约。
About the fall and the covenant, how does that inform us about this point?
我们前面所说的那个神的创造、神的立约、人的堕落，到耶稣基督身上，怎么都在耶稣身上，耶稣一个人身上的实现。
What person does it remind us of?
这个使我们想起来哪一个人？
Notice Adam was created upright and innocent, but not yet perfect.
他就要回答自己的问题了。亚当被造的时候是正直的，但不是完全的。
He had to undergo testing, which would have included trial, temptation, and even suffering as he did battle with the enemy.
他必须面对试探。苦难，他和仇敌将要面对面。
And if successful, he would have been perfected.
假如亚当能够成功的话，胜过的话，那么他就是完美的。
And so Jesus unites to human flesh. He comes into the world innocent, but it will only be through his active and passive obedience that he will become perfected.
所以说，耶稣基督来到世上没有罪，但是耶稣通过他自己的行为，在世上生活的这么多年里面，成为完全。
Does that make sense? If not, we can touch on it more in a moment. So we have Christ, the Son of God, who is clearly divine. We have the teaching of Scripture that shows us clearly His humanity. Now we need to speak about the unity of those two as they find themselves in one person. That means, how many minds does the Son have?
怎么说呢？我们可以第一个问的是，在耶稣基督的头脑里面有几个思想？
有几个意志？
意念？
Yeah, he has two.
对，他有两个。
The divine mind and a human mind.
圣洁的，神的意念，还有一个就是人的意念。
One.Never learns anything.
一个一年，神的一年，从来不需要学习什么东西。
The other must grow in knowledge and in wisdom and will even be ignorant because that is not sinful.
另外一个却是需要逐渐的长大学习，但是这个长大学习的过程本身是没有罪。
But both of those.Are constantly being are both constantly united to the one person of the Son.
但这两方面完美的结合在这一位身上，在这耶稣身上。
And therefore, it is proper to say and okay to say there are things that the Father knows that the Son does not know.
所以从这个观点上说，在理解了这一条以后，我们就完全可以理解父所知道的事情。有一些子不知道。
As long as we understand in what sense we mean that.
只要我们知道这个前提。
Is it okay to say that Mary gave birth to God?
我们可不可以说玛利亚生出了神？
可以，
不可以，
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 不可以。
不可以
There's a lot of no's. Are there any yeses?
有没有人说可以？
有。Yeah, notice, there is only one person with two natures.
请大家注意，只有一个人，耶稣就是一个人，还有两个。
And therefore, we can speak properly of the person in accordance with either nature.
所以我们可以根据这个神性和人性其中之一来描述，都是可以的。
Notice the human nature of Jesus does not exist on its own.
还有一个要注意的是，耶稣基督的这个人的人性不是单独存立。
It is always united to the person of the eternal Son.
他永远和永恒的神子是联合在一起。
And therefore, it is fair to say that Mary gave birth to God.
所以没错，我们可以说。玛利亚生了神。
It is why the apostles will say, it's why Peter will say, that God shed his own blood on the tree.
这就是为什么使徒，为什么彼得可以说神在那个树上流了血。
Do gods bleed? Do gods die?
神难道真的会流血？神难道真的会死吗？
While improper concerning his divine nature, it is completely proper concerning his human nature.
所以说，我们在论到耶稣的神性的时候，同时考虑到他的人性是正确的。
And the human nature is united to the only person there is, the divine person.
而且他的人性，他的人和唯一的那位独一的神是完全联合在一起。
Now again, that's about as far as we can go, but it's the way the Scripture speaks.
我还是要说一下，我们的能力所能够表达的，也就是到此而已，就此而已，因为圣经就是这么说。
it will say things to us that sound theologically incorrect.
其实从圣经的字面上读起来，对我们的神学概念对照起来，好像有时候不对的，不正确的。
But if we understand this teaching properly,
但是假如我们能够理解教义上的这个教导，正确的理解这个教导的话。
We can see, while that may not be the most beneficial way for us to speak about it,
我们就知道我们刚才这样的说法，
it is not improper to speak in those ways at all times.
用这样的方法，一直是这样告诉别人，或者说玛利亚生了神，这种方法不合适。
So for instance, Calvin would say of the child in the manger,
比方说加尔文说在马槽里的那个孩子。
That Jesus, at one and the same time, is confined to a crib.
也就是说，耶稣在那个时刻是他的身体是受约束的，是在一个有限的。
And also fills all time and all space.
但是他接着说，这位耶稣基督同时充满了万有。
And that both of those things are true.
两个概念都正确
at the same time
同时都正确既是作为一个人在马槽里有时间地点限制同时他又无所不在
because both the human and divine natures are united to the one person of the Son
原因是神性和人性同时在这一个人身上联合在一起
Now in some sense we're speaking of these thingsvery statically.
从一个概念上，我们说这个，我们用这种方式表达，用这样的话来表达的时候，有点死板。
So if we say, for instance, when Jesus doesn't know something that the Father knows, what nature is that?
当我们说耶稣对父神所知道的有些事情他不知道的时候，这个是什么意思
What nature are we speaking of?
这是说他的哪一个位格呢？他的当然是他的人性。
Yeah, the human nature, correct? But again, we never can see the Son of God frozen into two natures.
所以我们不能把神子突然这一下给定位定格在他的一个是。
We can speak of them as we freeze the time for a second, but in real time, they're always working together dynamically in the person of the Son.
也就是说，我们表达的时候，我们语言从我们嘴里出来的时候，或者写下来的时候，那一刻我们是有受时间、空间限制的。我们说到耶稣的神性，那么这个时候就是。我们只表达了他的神性，但是在真实上，真正的那个存在意义上，这两样，他的神性和人性永远同时存在。
Now you may not understand it at this moment, but this the reason we're spending so much time on this is that this will give rise to almost every debate on the Lord's Supper that exists.
你们可能不一定能够联想到，就此时此刻我们在讨论的这件事情。和主餐，我们对主餐的认识有极其重要的联系。
Look with me on your paper where it says two natures united in one person.
请大家看一下，位格的联合。
It continues. So often things are said of the person that do not necessarily fit a particular his particular nature.
This.
It is,
换页到第七页上，他说他现在到了第七页的第二段，两个本性如此常常连接在一个位格，以至于这样的位格不特指哪一个本性啊，翻译很好。
And you will see the verses there that we've discussed a little bit already.
我们从下面这段经文上，就是我们刚才已经讨论的。
God purchased the church with his blood.
神用自己的血来。
In one sense, improper, God does not bleed.
从一个概念说，这样的表达并不合适，因为神不会流血。
And yet, because God joined to himself a human nature, we can speak rightly in this way, even though it is strange to us.
但是虽然这个刚才我们说的这个表达不那么正确，但是它却是真的，因为圣经就是这么教导。
1 Corinthians 2:8, they crucified the Lord of glory.
哥林多前书第二章第八节说，他把荣耀的主钉在了十字架上。
Again, something, if we're speaking only of the divine nature, is absolutely impossible.
假如这里只是指耶稣的神性的话，那是不可能的事情。
But because the divine person has taken to himself a human nature, we can speak of it, though it seems strange to us.
所以正是因为耶稣基督身上除了神性，也有人性同时存在，所以我们就可以用这样的语言来表达。
And notice then this next part, which is very important.
请注意下面这一段非常重要。
How do the two natures relate? They are mediated.Through the person of the Son. It's right under Mary the God-bearer.
下面很重要的就是两个本性是如何连接，通过神的位格中保。
So notice that next sentence, which probably sounds very strange to you.
接下来的这句话，在你们读起来肯定是很奇奇怪怪的，属性一次性的从位格来。因此神独生儿子的位格拥有神性的无限和神的无限。
The person of the Son has access to the infinity of the divine and the finitude of human. That's a typo. You should say human on that setting. It says divine twice. It should be.
神的无
限。Right here is the finitude of the human. It should stay as divine.
这个连段子不用打。
The infinity of the divine and the infinity of the human.
对对对，那个刚才这位弟兄姊妹翻译的时候是对的，他写错了，因为他写了那个无限的神性和无限的有限的神性，所以他后面翻译的这位打一个问号，其实他是他打错了，他说是无限的神性和有限的肉体。
The reason, forgive the typo, the reason we speak like that is we do not want to say that the infinite of the divinity can somehow possess his human nature and give it divine qualities.
原因我们之所以这么说是，怎么可能无限的神可以同时拥有这种有限的人性。
Christ's human body can only be human.
耶稣基督的肉身只能够是人的肉身。
It is not so infused with the divine nature that it somehow becomes omnipresent.
耶稣基督的肉身里面没有注入无所不在的这个神性，它可以到处都出现。
It bears its own nature, and human natures are always local, merely.
因为他的肉身就是我们人的肉身，在某一个时刻只能出现在某一个地方。
And so while the natures are mediated through the person of the Son, they do not infuse one another.
就是神性和人性在神子身上联合在一起，但并不是完全融合在一起。
Turn with me to Philippians 2, a very important text.
很重要的是腓立比书第二章，就是刚才下面这一段。
This problem runs both ways. One, some trying to take away the humanity of Christ, filling it with divinity.
因为有些人呢，就把耶稣的人性给忽略，就单单强调他的神性。
And others trying to take away the deity of Christ by completely swallowing it up with the humanity of Christ.
有的人从另外一方面只强调他的人性，
And a lot of that teaching comes to us because of Philippians chapter 2 and a misreading of this text.
这些错误观念就是来自于人对于腓立比书第二章错误的理解。
Now notice, if you will, if you would, someone read verse 8 for me.
能不能请哪一位读一下腓立比书二章第八节？
Sorry, can you read 7 as well?
Oh,
反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。
Now, Zolfin, you're going to translate this way this time. What does that say in Chinese? Verse 7 in particular. He made himself nothing, he emptied himself.
Instead, 第七节说，反倒取了人的形
象，
反倒
虚己。
Very good. The word there that your text translates humbled himself or lowered himself is the Greek word kenosis.
那么他这个说一下，刚才我们读的这个，他虚己这个希腊原文，读出来呢就是 kenosis。
And some say, you see, Jesus humbled himself. He takes on the form of a servant in humanity, and that humanity swallows up his divinity.
有的人就根据这个希腊文的原文说，他虚己到一个地步，他的神性。被他的人性所给
So you will hear teachings like Christ set aside his divinity in order to become a man and join us in our humanity.
从这个错误上面我们就听到这样的教导说耶稣为了成为我们中间的一员成为肉身他就自动把他的神性给倒空了或者拿走挪到一边去
隐藏有一种翻译叫隐藏
完全是被行为和
correct and in English we have several that are even worse than that
所以英语的译本里面有好几种比刚才说的拿到一边去挪去了更糟糕
Remember we talked about there were several things God could not do
记不记得有些事情神是不能做的
One of those things is he cannot stop being who he is.
有一条神不能够停止他自己，也就是说，神不可能在任何一个时刻不成为神。
God cannot will himself out of being God.
神不能立志说我已经不是神了。
So notice for Paul what this actually means.
所以我们说保罗到底在这里。所表达的什么的意思呢
He lowers himself by adding something to himself.
保罗 要表达的是耶稣基督使自己降卑下来在自己身上加上了什么东西
Not by taking anything away from himself.
而不是在他身上自己身上拿掉什么东西
The humiliation is the fact that God joins himself to humanity.
这里所说的谦卑是神把自己加入到人类中间来
Not that he takes away any of his divinity.
而不是他把自己身上任何一点神性给去掉
So in Paul's mathematic equation it is subtraction by addition and not by losing anything
所以在保罗的这个算术上面这是减法他这个保罗这个算术上面的最后的结果是加法而不是减法
So while his divinity is in some sense concealed or hidden it is never diminished or taken away
刚才这位弟兄说的对耶稣身上的神性是被藏起来了但永远没有扔掉或者不存在
And that is why we say, for instance, that Christ as the babe in the manger is both limited to that space and at one and the same time fills the whole of the world.
这就是刚才我们说的，我们能够说耶稣作为一个婴儿，既受时间也受地点的限制，但是在这同时，我们也说耶稣基督无所不在。
I have listed there for you some of the heresies of church history, and you will find as you read them everything we've been speaking of here falling out on one side or the other.
后面这个好几段，他列了一点例子，就是历史上的那些异端，都是出于要不就偏向这一面，要不就偏向那一面。
Those are very important disputes to read on if you have any literature in Chinese that will help you in that regard.
所以说在耶稣基督神性人性的那个神学论述上，如果我们已经有了中文的翻译书的话，我们应该花点时间在上面。
And they're important because there's nothing new under the sun. They just come under different names later in life.
因为所有的异端阳光之下无新事，都是出于这个耶稣基督的神性人性。
And in that bottom section, I don't know if I listed the Lutheran Reformed, I did. We will seek to address that when we come to the Lord's Supper.
下面那一段改革中不同的观点，改革中和路德派不同理解的时候，等我们谈到主餐的时候。
I'm going to give you a break for 10 minutes, then we'll come back for questions and answers until dinner time.
好，休息10分钟，我们就开始讨论。